Good afternoon. I'd like to call the 1,369th meeting of the Board of Directors to order. Before us is the agenda, and if you'll notice on the blue sheet, the consent agenda item has been added to the published agenda. Is there a motion for approval of the agenda? Moved by Mr. Costa, second by Mr. Downs. Their discussion, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of November 17th meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Downey. Second by?
Second.
By Mr. Costa. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? The next item is public comment. We have no, is that correct? We have no items for public comment. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the report of the Writers Advisory Council, and we have Mr. DiBarnato come to the podium.
Good afternoon, Chair Hutchins and members of the board. It's my pleasure to present you with the Writers Advisory Council report for December 2011. At its December meeting, Deputy General Manager Carol Kissel gave the Council an overview of the Authority's preliminary FY 2013 operating budget. Members of the Council were most interested in the proposed options for fare changes. Members had concerns that some of the concepts outlined would create specific hardships for customers who are unable to use SmartTrip cards. Members also expressed the need for Metro to make SmartTrip cards more available to allow riders to take advantage of its discount. We understand that it is still very early in the development of Metro's FY 2013 budget, and we appreciate that the Authority is beginning discussions on this critical topic sooner rather than later. We look forward to working with both Metro staff and the Board of Directors over the coming months as both the budget and concepts for fare increases are further refined. The Board later today will be making appointments to the Council, and the Council members are looking forward to meeting their new colleagues in January. It is also very likely that today marks my last appearance before you as the Council's Chair. It has been an honor to work with the Board, Metro staff, the RAC's Vice Chairs, and all my colleagues on the Council in this position. I'd like to thank the Board for its support of the Council during the past 2 years that I've served as Chair. And I look forward to the Council and the Board continuing to work cooperatively on behalf of Metro's riders. If I may, I'd like to take a moment to particularly thank the staff of the Board Secretary's Office who provide administrative and material support to the RAC. They are Loida Sequeira Castillo, Nicola Pierce, Denise Pena, and John Passick. I have rarely worked with a finer group of people. Each month at this meeting, Metro honors exemplary and heroic personnel who respond effectively and valiantly, often in a crisis situation. I submit the people who work in the Board Secretary's office, though not called to the same type of dramatic situations as some of the honorees, perform daily with the same professionalism and heroism. I'd like to particularly single out for his work Mr. John Passick, the Riders Council Coordinator. Having worked closely with him for 2 years now, I have seen him time and again extend himself above and beyond the call of duty. His tireless and selfless professional work ethic are a boon to riders, a credit to Metro, and have been a great support to me personally. To all, I say a simple thank you. And to all of you, I wish the very best for the holiday season and for the coming year.
Thank you very much, Mr. DiBernardo, and thank you for your service during the past 2 years as chair and the Writers Advisory Council work that you've been able to carry forth. And thank you for your comments regarding the staff. It's most grateful to have that acknowledged publicly. We all observe it, but you've done a really great job by making it a very much public statement as to the stature of your work. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is report by the chair. And with us, we have a resolution for the appointment of the following folks, and I ask approval of a resolution. Is there a motion? Second. And the appointments are as follows. Mr. Joseph Wright from Maryland, Ms. Kara Merrigan from Virginia, and Deanna DeMichelis from Virginia, and Duram Gurishwani, at-large appointment. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed. Thank you very much. The next item is report from the general manager.
Good afternoon, Chair Hudgens and board members. As the year comes to a close, it seems we're all focused on counting down the days, and all that must be get done before the new year. So let me start here. Today is December 15th, and rather than counting the days till Christmas, I will say that there are only 6 days left before the SMART benefits program is programmed into our system at the reduced $125 a month level for our customers. We continue to work closely with our congressional delegation to advocate for an extension of the current level of SmartShip benefits for the nearly 270,000 customers who rely on the program. And we hope that Congress will act before the end of the year to extend the benefit to continue to encourage riders to take public transportation. However, we are advising customers and their employers in the program that if action is taken after December 21st, our systems will be programmed at the lower $125 benefit level. Any change in law would require about 30 days to implement, and so the earliest possible date for a change in SmartShip benefits would be February. I also want to update the board today on the production schedule for our new 7000 series cars. As you know, we have been closely monitoring the schedule in the wake of an earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear emergency in Japan earlier this year, disrupting many lives and many businesses that are still feeling the impact. Working with the manufacturer of our new rail car, Kawasaki, we have refined the schedule to account for the effect of certain supply chain issues on the production of the new equipment. Based on Kawasaki's revised outlook, at this time we estimate that the delivery of the cars will begin the winter of 2013 rather than the late summer time frame that was originally anticipated. However, by taking other steps in the production process, Kawasaki says they will be able to maintain the original end of delivery date, with the 364th car still expected to arrive in early 2017. Let me also point out the delay of about 5 months in seeing the first car delivered will not impact the testing or startup of the Dulles extension, as we've committed to using existing equipment for that service as needed at the start. The new rail cars are an important part of our capital program and the NTSB's number one recommendation to improve safety and reliability for our customers. That program includes an aggressive schedule of track work that is addressing a number of other NTSB safety recommendations and improvements that will reduce train delays and improve ride quality for our passengers. We know that this is sometimes inconvenient, and we appreciate the forbearance of our customers. We will be giving our riders a break from track work and service changes this holiday season, with no scheduled work taking place over Christmas or New Year's weekends. In fact, as they fall on Saturdays, both Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve Metrorail will operate till 3 a.m., giving revelers an opportunity to travel home safely. And in anticipation of customers leaving early on the Fridays prior to the holidays, we will be adding extra trains in the afternoons of both Friday, December 23rd and Friday, December 30th, in anticipation of earlier rush hours. As we look to the new year, I am pleased to announce that we have finalized an agreement that allows us to launch our Mystery Shopper program on our bus and rail system in February. There is a very aggressive schedule and specific set of deliverables in the agreement that requires a contractor to survey 100% of rail stations every quarter and 100% of bus routes during the year. The company Synovate of Falls Church will provide us with detailed reports on our observations and interactions from our mezzanines, platforms, and onboard trains, as well as onboard buses and at bus stops. One of the components will assess how Metro employees answer questions and provide information. One important note to add is that the mystery shoppers conducting reviews will include people with disabilities. After we have an opportunity to explain the program to our employees, we look forward to launching in February. On a final note, this month we are recognizing John DeFilippo, rail superintendent for Shady Grove. On November 12th, Superintendent DeFilippo was standing on the platform when he saw a gentleman run up to the edge as the train was entering the station. As the man simulated jumping in front of the approaching train, John yelled to him and moved him away from the edge as the train passed. The man started yelling to let him go because he wanted to die. Realizing that the customer smelled of alcohol and was stumbling, the superintendent managed to get him back to a safe distance and summoned a colleague to call for assistance. Mr. DeFilippo continued to talk to the customer, providing reassurance and words of encouragement until police arranged to transport him to the hospital. John DeFilippo has been a part of Metro Rail for the past 21 years and has served in the capacity of Rail Operations Supervisor, Senior Rail Supervisor, and Chief Operations Supervisor before being promoted to Superintendent. He's a well-respected member of the rail team, but on this occasion in particular, his quick thinking and actions saved a life. He is a true hero. It was Arthur Ashe who said, "True heroism is remarkably sober, very undramatic. Is not the urge to surpass all others at whatever cost, but the urge to serve others at whatever cost." Mr. DeFilippo, we applaud your service to others. Will you please join me in the front? Wish everyone a happy holiday season, and especially a happy new year. And that concludes my remarks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Charles. I just wanted to add to your comments that your caution, I think you've given us regarding the benefit issue, that jurisdictionally we've all kind of echoed the same message in terms of the urgency of those benefits, but I guess what you have also indicated is that we're down a path that in some instances Metro will not be able to turn back if we don't hear a decision soon. So we thank you for that message. The next item is report from the Finance Committee. Finance Committee met on December 1st. And staff presented for approval the final staff report of the Metropolitan Transit Police Department's District 2 facility at the Franconia Springfield Metro Station. Public hearing was held on July 20th, for which there was only one person testifying in support of the proposal. No comments were received for the public hearing staff report. The proposed replacement is a three-story facility that includes a training space. There has been support through the jurisdiction for this, and at this time I'd like to move approval for the facility for the Springfield Metro, the District 2 facility, and the resolution attached. Second by Ms. Hines, is there discussion? Let me just say that Mr. McKay is not here today. I will comment with this item that Mr. McKay is new parent with a new son, very excitedly to come into the world son with 11 pounds, 12 ounces. And in commenting in his absence here, this facility is in his district and there is a great need for the facility for Metro, but it is a well-received facility for the jurisdiction as well. With that, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. The next item is a report from Planning and Program Development. Mr. Acosta is still here, yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee met this morning to discuss a memorandum of understanding between GSA and WMATA. Staff sought board approval to execute a memorandum of understanding with the General Services Administration for the limited purpose of memorializing an agreement in principle between Metro and GSA to jointly evaluate one or more Metro Rail locations for a new transit-oriented development project anchored by a GSA tenant. In a GSA anchor TOD, GSA would lease Metro-owned parcels for development of new office space for a federal agency tenant. I'll note that there's a revised resolution in blue, memorandum of understanding attached to this. It reflects today's discussion, including that it includes an elaboration on local jurisdiction role, focus on underdeveloped sites, a notion about a sustainable transit-oriented development, and also reduced development-related parking. So with that, Madam Chair, I'd like to move approval of this MOU.
Moved by Mr. Acosta. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Nichols. Discussion. Well, I'm going to just make one comment, because as Mr. Acosta has indicated, this is a GSA a memorandum of understanding with GSA, and it is an opportunity, I think, for Metro to take advantage of those assets that are around our stations, as well as be able to support the economic development as well as the quality of life in our own communities by partnering with Metro, GSA, and bringing some of the most active members of the Metro system to those sites. This is, to me, a win-win on all for everybody in the jurisdictions for Metro, as well as the customers that can be the tenants of those new locations. So we look forward to this process moving forward.
Thank you, Chair. I am supportive of this. I was supportive in committee. I will vote for it as a GSA representative. But I did want to make the point that, as we've talked about board process in the past, we discourage the idea of bringing something to committee and to the board on the same day. But I think there's been ample discussion on this over a long period of time, and I'm sure we are ready to move on it. But I don't want that to be a precedent.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Thank you. The next item is the consent agenda. Is there a motion or a question regarding the agenda item? Hearing none, the item is the approval of the labor agreement for Local 922. All those in favor of the consent agenda?
Aye.
Opposed? I think it was lacking a motion. Did it give a motion in a second? No, it did not. Did I make the motion? I didn't have a second. I know that part. Is there a second so that we actually have a record straight? Second by Mr. Downey. And the vote is approved as you moved. The last item is the vote from the jurisdictions. Mr. Downs.
The district has nothing.
From Maryland, Mr. Nichols. I had Mr. McCabe, and I've made that statement. Nothing from Virginia and federal government?
No report.
Okay. Hearing no other business to come before, I move that we adjourn. And at this time, I will note that we have recessed our executive session, and we'll be going back into executive session following this meeting. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you. Happy holidays to everybody. I forgot to mention that. Yeah.